Mrs. Perlman, when did you come to this country?
1913.
Can you tell me a little bit about your home in Europe? What city, where you lived?
Yes, I come from Poland.
What city, a town, was it a village or a town?
It was a town, it's Herzegovina, over there like we have here. Mm-hmm. And the town is Olkusz.
Mm-hmm. And was it considered a town or a city? Was it large?
It was a nice little town, yes. Mm-hmm. It was
not
a town,
large.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What kind of a house did you live in? Was it a wood or a brick?
We lived in a brick house.
Mm-hmm. Just your family, single family home.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And who lived in the house with you?
My dad, my mother, and I had six sisters and one brother.
Mm-hmm. They were all living in Europe.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
How long did you live there? Do you remember? Were you born there?
No, I was born there.
And your family lived there quite a while.
Yeah.
And how long?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. My mother came from there, my father came from there, so it was a long time.
What did your father do in Europe?
Well, I don't know how to tell you that. My father was in dry goods business. He had a little place. It wasn't a store, but it was a little place. And my mother used to go around between the Polish people, rich people, and sell them the samples and sell them stuff.
That was his own business.
Yeah, that's what that was.
What were the languages spoken in your home?
English?
No Polish.
Polish.
In the house?
Between the children, we used to speak Polish.
Mm-hmm.
It was Yiddish, my mother, my father spoke Yiddish.
And outside the home, I guess it was mostly Polish.
Yeah, and Jewish people, how many, I don't know. Still young people.
Mm-hmm. Were you close to any other country? Were close to any other country?
Yes, we lived on the border from Germany, not far. We could go with a horse and wagon to Krakow, Krakow is a big city. And it took us about 4 or 5 hours to get there.
Mm-hmm.
You had to have a passport from the city to go through the border.
Mm-hmm. What kind of schooling did you have in Europe?
Well, I went to a school from a Jewish man. He was the teacher.
A private school.
Private school. And he was teaching children in the country all over the world. And he was teaching us Jewish, Polish, Russian, German, arithmetic, everything.
And a marble picture.
A little bit of everything. And he was very nice. And the thing was, to see in Poland, you couldn't have anything like this unless you have to pay the government to open up. They have to give you a license. Only he couldn't afford it to pay a license. So he died on the quiet. And many times he used to be in the room and somebody hollering their tummy. He used to push us out in the backyard. He was in his schools. And he was very wonderful.
Did he have it in his own home then? He did it in his own home?
Yeah. And that was my school.
Was there a synagogue, more than one in your town?
Oh, yes.
Just one or more than one?
There was a couple and there was a dismantled and everything.
Separate building. Each group of people had their own synagogue.
Yeah.
How many would you say was there in that town?
Mm-hmm.
How old were you when you came to this country?
Well, I
left there.
When I left, I was only 12 years old.
Okay.
You know, I
yeah.
7-year-old girl wouldn't know. Of course, in this country, you might
have. Did you attend the synagogue there?
Yeah, yeah, they were going to come off.
And the children, too.
Yes.
What were the relations with the non-Jewish people there in the town? Did you have good relationships
there? As far as I know, it wasn't bad. Of course, they didn't like the Jews. Polish was always anti-Semitic. But as far as I could remember, the only thing I do remember on a Sunday, when they came out from church and they carried all kinds of flags, you know, and different kinds of Jesus in the mile. And the Jews were afraid to be, it was a ring place, a big ring place, beautiful place. It was a beautiful little town. And the Jewish people used to go inside when that happened. They used to march from church with all those flags. This I remember because my mother used to say, get inside, get inside.
They were stirred up.
Yeah.
Do you remember having any close friends, Gentiles, neighbors, or girlfriends, or children you would play with?
Of course, all the children that were born from a midwife, you know. She's a Polish woman,
my grandmother's son.
And she was very good to us. In fact, we used to send her money to Europe after the thing. She was very good to us. She used to call us my children.
She didn't live with you or anything. She just came.
Uh-huh. But she brought us all into the world.
Did your father or anybody in your family belong to any political organizations in Poland?
No, not that I know.
And you say the government didn't bother the Jews too much.
The only thing I remember, one time a young man came into our city, a Jewish young fellow. And he was a socialist, you know, and he was trying to get socialists to organize, you know. And he was marching in the city with a red flag, you know, the socialist and stuff like that. And all the youngsters was marching with him, you know, from the city to the station, you know. And we used to, march down to the station by the trains. And well, the Polish government didn't like this, and they came police and they led us away, and they arrested the government. What they did to him, I don't know.
So then on your street you had Jews and Gentiles. I mean, you just didn't live in a separate place that was just Jewish.
We had one Gentile neighbor that lived next door to us. He used to play with the kids.
They were mostly Jewish people in that part of the town. What did you think of America at this time? Did you ever think about it? Your family, but why did you really come, you know, to America? Did you think about America a lot? Or?
Well, my father was the first one to come here. And we were left at home, every one of us.
He's the one that wanted to come. Uh-huh. Where did he go to? Directly?
He came to New York.
New York.
And he was in New York. Not very long, maybe a year. And we had here an uncle.
He was
at 9. So he came. He wasn't my uncle. It was my grandma's brother. It was my mother's uncle. So he came to Pittsburgh. He thought maybe he can do something. Because he had no trades, you know.
Your father?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he came here. Well, when he came here, he went to the uncle. He was a pretty well-to-do man, but he wasn't very generous to help you. But he did find a job for my father. He worked in Fifth Avenue in the clothing store.
Do you remember which one?
Kroger's.
Was it a Jewish, Jewish people?
Krieger's.
Oh, Krieger.
And he was making $10 a week. And then he sent it for me.
Were you the oldest?
No, I was not the oldest, but somehow or another my father, I was his favorite. And I was only 12 years old and he sent me half a ticket. So I started out.
How old were your other brothers? How much older?
I had one sister older than me and I had been two brothers.
They were all single, though.
My sister and brother. Mm-hmm. I had a sister and a brother. My father was married twice.
Oh.
His first wife died, and then he married my mother. Mm-hmm. There were the two children from her first wife. And we were six girls. My mother had seven children. One was a boy and he died 6 years ago.
Oh, from the second wife. From your mother had six children. No son, just six girls.
Hmm?
Six girls.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the two half.
Yeah. And my father sent for me and I, on the half a ticket I said, I didn't come late. I went to Bremen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How did you get to Bremen?
I traveled alone, first of all. I could get a passport to go across and I went to Mislav.
So you went, by a wagon? By wagon, or?
Well, part by wagon, and then by train to Mislavitz. And then I came there. They sent me to Bremen to get the boat to go to the United States. But when I came to Bremen, they wouldn't let me go to the United States. My eyes were not good. They found something in my eyes. I never had no trouble, but they found it.
What, the German authorities did it, or the American people? They wouldn't let you.
They went, well, you have to, before you go on the boat, they examine your eyes. You shouldn't carry something.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So when they examined me, they rejected me. They wouldn't let me go. So I didn't fit.
By yourself? How did you get back by yourself?
I didn't fit for myself.
Did you take a train? No, you were in Bremen.
Yeah.
So you took.
They sent me back to Mislavitz. And Mislavitz was where I come from. Mm-hmm. And my brother.
On a train or on a?
On a train.
On a train. Mm-hmm.
My brother was that time not far from Mislavitz. He was supposed to be in the army and he didn't want to go to the army, so he ran away. And he was in Austria, Galicia was it called. And he was there at that time. So I came to him when I came back.
This is your half brother.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. He was older than you.
So he says to me, you can't go home because in the little town where you come from, there isn't such a good doctor. And he wants to go to him and he will be able to go. So he says, I'm going to try and get you to place you someplace so you can go to Krakow. See, he was not far from Krakow. And Krakow has had the most wonderful hospitals and dispensaries in
Krakow.
So he was appointed there because he was there from before. And he got me a job with an old lady. She was a very rich old lady, and she had very rich children, but he wanted a companion for her somewhere to stay. So he gave me the job with her.
Excuse me, your brother didn't go out of Poland when he ran away then, did he? He went from one town to the bigger town.
Yeah.
When he ran away from the army.
He was in Krakow.
And they didn't find him. They didn't find him.
So you see, he gave me the job with this old lady, and she paid me, well, it's like $3 a month, you know, like here, three women.
Mm-hmm.
And he took me to a hospital where they examined my eyes,
did you do for the old lady? I mean, did this woman,
well,
did you do her hard work or anything?
There wasn't, well, yes, I did something. I made her breakfast. Mm-hmm. Used to cook coffee for her and make her breakfast.
And did she live in a large home?
Yes, it was a beautiful home.
Gentile woman?
No, Jewish woman. Jewish woman. Mm-hmm. And she was very nice. And she even had a room. She wasn't able to go to shul, so they used to come to her and have a minyan every Saturday. Used to come to daven to her place. But she has a sister. You see where she lived? How shall I tell you this? It was a yard, a great big yard. And it was two big doors that opened up. And in that yard was a lot of buildings. And they were all hers. There was a
mistake.
10, 12
mistakes. Mistake.
And they were all hers. So she had a daughter living in this house. In this next building. And the daughter used to come in every day and see how I am, how the mother is. And she used to make supper for us. All I had to do was make for the old lady breakfast. Mm-hmm. She used to bring us something for lunch. Me, they used to give 80 cents a week I should buy meal. You see, I had to buy breakfast and lunch for the 80 cents.
Where did you buy it?
Well, there were the stores there, the places
you could ruin.
And I used to, you know, they sold.
Why did they do that? They didn't?
You know, she didn't want to bother cook for me. I was too young to do for myself.
Mm-hmm.
So they gave me the money to go and buy, so I went and bought. And I lived for myself.
Mm-hmm. And your eyes got better?
She was a very wealthy woman, but she was very tight. Well, I went for 6 months to the hospital. And there was no results. So my brother came to me and says, it's 6 months already. They didn't do nothing for you. I'm going to take you to a private doctor.
Mm-hmm.
So he took me to the Jewish doctor. And I told him, all I can give him is 3 rubles for a month. That's all the money I got. But my brother gave him about $10 that time. And he told me to come twice a week to his office. Well, I went to his office twice a week. And in 6 months, he cured my eyes.
He never bothered you, though.
It didn't bother me before, either.
You just saw something in there.
Well, they saw something, maybe it was contagious.
And you couldn't even tell if it was if they were red or infection, nothing.
So
then did you
after
get rid of
that, he gave me a certificate that my eyes was all cured. But he told me not to show the certificate unless they asked for it. Well, in the meantime, my father made a little bit more money in this country.
Oh, meanwhile, you were in touch with him.
Yeah,
sure.
It was over a year that I was there.
Uh-huh. Did you write to your parents, your mother too?
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm.
And in that year, my father managed to bring 3 more girls. So my 3 sisters came and they all fall into this country.
The 3 sisters came and met you?
Yeah.
And then you all came
all
together. Were you able to bring, what did you take with you? I mean, just any personal things or your sisters?
Well, we took clothes, what we had.
Personal thing.
And my mother, she baked stuff and gave us, you know how it is.
You don't have any passports, you never saved any of that, do you? Would you have anything we could photograph, you know, that
yes,
would be
familiar? Yes, I had it, but you see, I used to live in McKees Rocks and I was in the flood and it was all gone.
Oh, really?
So then
you came where, to New York too? Where did you land?
We came to Baltimore.
Baltimore. And who met you in Baltimore? Anybody meet you there?
No. There was ladies there that I met us, that they were very nice. I don't know whether that time was the Council of Jewish Women, was it that time?
I don't know. There's an organization, didn't it? You,
Jewish girls.
Women.
Jewish. Well, they were Germans.
Yeah.
You see, The four girls, they were very particular what's going to happen to us. So when we came to Baltimore, they came in, they, those women came, and they brought us candy, they brought us, I remember, she gave us a banana, and we didn't know how to unpeel the banana. Uh-huh. It was such a fun.
You never tasted a banana?
Uh-huh. We never ate a banana.
Yeah. What did you, how were the accommodations on the ship? Did you come very
easily? It was terrible. It was just terrible.
You came serious.
Yeah. We were all sick. Yeah. We couldn't eat anything. We were very sick. One of my sisters, she worked a few years, mm-hmm. and she had a few dollars. So she had money with her, so we bought oranges. They wouldn't give you an orange. We had to buy all we could eat was an orange.
Mm-hmm. You took the ship in Bremen then? You went back to Bremen?
No.
So where did you take the ship?
I went to Rotterdam after that. I was afraid to go back to Bremen because they knew my name. So they changed my ticket, you see.
How did you get, did you take a train, or how did you get from
there? Train, you went to the train.
To Holland.
Many, many hours.
You took a long time, to Holland, and then you took the ship,
yeah,
I think.
And then
you told me these women met you there.
And,
had your father gotten in touch with them, I guess, to meet you?
No, I don't know. They used to go out and meet every boat that the immigrants came in, and they used to do things for them. They were just wonderful. Mm-hmm. They saw that we get our baggage. They wanted to know who we got here and who did we come to. Mm-hmm. And you see, they wouldn't let us come in unless we had $100 to show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you had to show. They didn't want you to come in and fall on the government.
Was your name the same? Did you keep the same name? Was your name Pearl? No. What was your name?
My name was Rosenbaum.
Rosenbaum. And you kept the, your father kept the same
name.
But you kept the same name?
Sure.
You kept the same name. Your father didn't change it. A lot of people didn't change their name.
So when we...
What first impressed you besides the banana when you came to Baltimore? What first impressed you? Anything else?
Well, we saw a lot of colored people that we never saw before.
The woman this morning told me.
And we thought, you see, in our little town, everybody's got a coal stove that burns in the house, wood coal. And once a year comes a man, he's a chimney man, cleans out the chimneys in the whole town. So he always used to look black. So we thought, oh, them Schwarze was chimney men. So we said, there must be an awful lot of chimneys here that they could clean out so many chimneys.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't ever saw a colored person before.
Mm-hmm. Did the buildings, was it much larger than you expected? Or?
Well, they were, you know, but...
Of course, you came from a big town, too.
Yeah.
Krakow was a big town.
Krakow? A big town.
But Krakow was a... good town.
Sure.
So you were used to seeing
Krakow.
Krakow
was a beautiful town, very beautiful.
Mm-hmm. So you remember your first day in Pittsburgh? In Baltimore?
Well, you see, they wouldn't let us come in because we didn't have $100 to show.
Mm-hmm.
So my father didn't come to Baltimore to greet us because I guess he didn't have the money to go, you know. Things were different in days.
Mm-hmm.
So he told him, take us off on the station. So here, they want $100 before they let us come in. Them days, $100 was an awful lot of money. But
like 2,000 a day?
And they want us, in case we don't get work, whatever happens, we shouldn't fall to the government. So those ladies inquired that we need $100. And he sent to my father a telegram and told him that we need $100. So my father didn't have $100. So anyways, we were there about 5 days in the Kessel Garden in a way of coming. And somehow or other, I guess those ladies must have done it, I don't know. We couldn't talk too much to them. They couldn't speak English, and their Jewish wasn't so good. So they reduced it to $50. We learned how to manage to send the $50. And they put us on the train, those ladies. They watched that we got on the train. And they told the conductor from the train to watch us and see that we get off in Pittsburgh, right? They sent a telegram to my father that we are coming this and this time.
And they put you on the train.
They put us on the train. And they gave us a bag with cookies, mm-hmm. with a lot of things. And they were very nice.
Mm-hmm. You don't remember their names, or you never heard from them again or anything?
Oh, yes.
Did you
keep
in touch with them?
I don't remember their names. Mm-hmm. One lady in particular.
These women did keep in touch. They probably wrote to
you. One woman. She was mm-hmm. a German woman. Jewish, but she was German. Mm-hmm. And she was from Pittsburgh. I don't know whether she was in, when we got off the boat, I don't remember, but I think they must have contacted that woman. She must have belonged to the council or something.
Yeah, sure.
And they told her about us coming, they should look after us. So she did. Well, finally we came to Pittsburgh. My father was living in Logan Street. You know where Logan Street is? At that time, Logan Street was residential. They just had a few stores across the aisle.
Grandparents, they lived there. Right.
And he lived in one room. So he got another room from the landlady where he lived for us.
Oh, this was in a private home. He rented a room and then he rented a home.
So this landlady was pretty nice. And we moved in there and well, two of my sisters were older than me, so there was a shop on Fifth Avenue, London's shop. Everybody knew London's shop, but he used to take all the greenies in, you know, the greenie, what they call them, they came in.
They made raincoats.
Did you know that?
I heard of this woman this morning was telling me she worked there.
Mine two sisters went to work there. They were pasting raincoats. And they were making, he was such a crook, that Mr. Lone. They were working for piecework, but they never got no more than $3.50 a week. Even if they made four, they made five, all they got was $3.50. They couldn't say nothing because if you lose the job, you don't get nothing.
Was there anything about the life in the United States that disappointed you during your first 5 years? Were you disappointed in America?
No, it was very nice, but you see, I was only 13 when I came here. And then we lived in Logan Street in this room. There was Rich Bum's delicatessen store across the street. This woman where we lived, she sent me over to get a quart of milk. So I went over and I saw at that time it was a nice light store, nice, you know. And I said, there was a girl working, I says to her, Zuma, they have to do the valables, you know. So she showed me and I went over to him and I says, if we will do our work, buddy. You understand?
Sure.
You know? So he looked at me, I was just kidding, and he says, what can you do? So I says, Wissi et machesen, ilch teen, like this. So he says, come in Monday, I'll give you a job. That was Friday. Monday, 6 o'clock, I was already outside waiting, the store wasn't open. So I worked there.
Did you ever feel, during your first 5 years here, did you ever feel unjustly treated because you were an immigrant?
Well, in the shop, yes. Even the Jewish girls, when you come in, and they were maybe here a year or 2 years before, they used to say, Grine, come here, Grine. And you felt them just that kind.
Yes. After having lived in the United States for 5 years, say, did you feel you had accomplished or would accomplish your goal in coming here?
Well, we did accomplish our goal because we sent for my mother and the other children. We brought them here.
When did you send for them? How long did it take them?
it only took us a year and a half. He saved every penny and he sent for my mother and three children.
Mm-hmm. Was she, did she want to come to her then?
Oh, of course.
I mean, when everybody was home, did she want everybody to move to?
She
wanted to go to America too, as much as your father and all, to move the family there.
We wanted to be together.
But I mean, even before that, did your father feel he would make more money here than America, or why did you really want to leave, do you think?
Well, it was a trend at that time that everybody went to America. He thought he was better himself.
In the land of milk and honey.
Yeah.
He'd be better here for
him. He worked hard for a long time.
And where was your first home? You said on Logan Street in this area. Mm-hmm. On Logan Street. How long did you live there then? In this,
we didn't live too long there because it wasn't enough room. We lived a month and then we got a place for, we rented two rooms and we moved out of there.
And what kind of work did you say your dad did then?
He worked in the clothing store.
Oh, he still worked there. He kept working there. And then you girls, two of them in the factory, and then you got your job. And how long did you work at this job?
I worked there for a year and a half. And he gave me $3 a week.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked there for a year and a half, and then I asked him to give me a little bit more. I worked so hard. He wouldn't give it to me.
What were your hours? How long did you work?
Oh, then I spoke out. I came in the morning and I wouldn't go home until he says, Nugation a hand. That's it.
Did you work on Saturdays?
I worked Saturdays till 12 o'clock at night. But
and
you
then
see.
The Jewish holiday, did you work?
No.
It's
Saturday.
Did they close?
Only Yom Kippur was Rosh Hashanah, but other holidays was open. But you see, Saturday was closed. Till 6 o'clock.
Oh, wow.
So I used to go 6 o'clock to work and work till 12. Mm-hmm. And Sunday I used to.
Oh, I see. So you could keep the Shabbos because everybody did. I mean, you know.
It was. Mm-hmm. Not a lot of work I did.
Did you where did you work do then? Did you get another job then? Or?
Well, I asked him. Now that's just something I'm going to tell you. I don't know. I got so good in that store. He had two stores. One, there used to be a Captain's Bakery shop, and once across the street he opened up another store. So he put me into the other store with his son. Was supposed to help me, but instead he used to run around with the girls in the Captain's Bakery shop, and I used to work hard. I used to come in the morning,
like
open up and close up. One evening,
well, how old were you then? You were only about 14?
Well, I was 15 already.
Yeah.
I worked a year.
Mm-hmm.
So one day I closed the store and somebody knocked in the door, wanted to get something. At that time, we had in the store a box with a spigot that we sold buttermilk for 2 cents a glass. And then wanted to have a glass of buttermilk. I had already closed. And I had the lights turned off, but I had a small light burning. So I says, I'll go to this. I left him in. He was drunk. I was sorry I left him in. But anyways, he paid me for 3 glasses of buttermilk. And he was pushing out the money, and I didn't know. And I had to push him out before because he was drunk. And I closed up. The next morning, and I came to the store, there was a $10 bill on the floor. Well, you know, $10 at that time, to me, was like $1 million, you know. So I picked up the $10 and I went home that evening and I said to my father, look what I've done. He says, where did you get it? I told him, I says, there was a man in the store and he dropped the $10. He says, how do you know he dropped it? I says, well, I swept out the store before and used to put the sodas on the floor. I didn't see no money. And I says, I left him in and he was drunk and he dropped the $10. Well, he says you can't keep the $10. You have to go and give to your boss. I was a little mad, you know, because it's not his. Maybe they wanted to try you out. Your boss is giving you the store. He's trusting you everything. And maybe they want to try you out.
So I says, they wouldn't put $10 down again.
He says, well, you take it back. And I told the boss what happened, how, and I says, this $10 belongs to me, the man I left the minute there. He says, well, maybe the man is going to come back for the $10. You give me the $10 and we'll wait a couple of weeks and we'll see if the man comes back or not. If he comes back, we'll give it to him. If he doesn't come back, you'll get back and I'll get back. All right. Well, I waited for weeks and weeks. I was agreeing at that time. I couldn't say much. He never gave me a penny. He says, that the man came back and I gave it to him. I've never seen the man. So I got mad and I quit the job. I didn't want to work there anymore. Mm-hmm.
Did you go to school in Pittsburgh at all?
I went to night school. Mm-hmm. Franklin Street School, mm-hmm. Night school. Not very long.
Is this how you learn to speak English?
Well, I mean, the English, no. The English you learn when you work and when you go out.
What did you take in school there then? Did you learn to write English then?
Yeah.
To write.
I write, uh-huh. Read. Mm-hmm.
Did you have Gentile classmates in the class with you?
No, I don't know. They were mostly Jewish.
Mm-hmm. Mostly immigrants.
Yes, it was mostly
immigrants at
high
school. Mm-hmm. Did you socialize with them?
Some of them, yes, uh-huh. We made friends. Yeah.
Did you go to Vader after school hours? Did you like music or play an instrument? Did you do anything like this?
I didn't play an instrument.
Did you ever go to the concerts or the operas or anything like this?
Very little in them days. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever go to the Yiddish theater?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Yes.
Where was it?
Well, they used to have it in the Shelmy Theater. They used to come from New York, you know, mm-hmm. All them good Yiddish actors used to come. Oh, I used to go to the shows.
Were there any lectures that you ever attended? Were there lectures any place?
Yeah, sometimes. You see, they was, in Center Avenue, there was a socialist group that they, and I used to belong there. I used to go and have meetings and discussions.
A lot of good things there, good cultural things.
Then they built that.
What was the name of that? I just remember.
The labor license they built.
The labor license.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I was there before they built this building. Mm-hmm. After they built the building, we moved into the other building. It was a nice building at that time.
Did you go to the public libraries in Pittsburgh?
Once in a while, not too often. Mm-hmm.
What Pittsburgh newspapers did you read? Did you read the Pittsburgh newspapers at that time?
Yes, we used to get, for a long time we used to get the Sun Telly used to be the time out.
Mm-hmm. Any other
and
papers?
I used to get the Jewish paper, Forbes I used to get and read it. I used to read it.
When you came to the United States, did you think of yourself as being very religious, as a religious person?
We were raised in a religious home, you know. Mm-hmm. Yes, we were religious.
Mm-hmm. In what way?
We never really. My mother kept a kosher house. We knew it was Shabbos. Even we had to go to work, but mm-hmm. It was still Shabbos. And,
did you change any of your religious practices during the first 5 years you were here?
No.
The same way
I
you
didn't even change now. I still don't eat a tzrecha meal.
Did you attend the synagogue when you came to Pittsburgh?
Well, not at the beginning, no. My father was a member in the Washington Shul, you know, Fifth Avenue used to be. Now they have a nice shul there too.
My husband belongs. Yeah. His father belongs. What was it like then, the shul? Was it very large?
It was very nice. It was a very nice shul and very fine people belonged there. The finest people from Pittsburgh belonged to that show that time. Mm-hmm. My father was buried at the cemetery in Keys Rocks.
You say, I said, how often did you attend later? Just on the high holidays, or did you go?
Oh,
Friday
I used
night?
To go. Well, us kids didn't go much when my mother went Saturday to shul. Sometimes we'd go and visit her.
Mm-hmm.
On holidays, we would go and visit her, you know.
Naturally, you carried all the observances in your home.
Oh, yes, sure.
Mm-hmm. When you first came here, how was your health? Did you experience any change in the health due to the climate or the different food?
No, it was very nice.
And, and your eyes continued to be all right? There was nothing
they
else?
Continued to be all right, but later on, I was examined in school, I think, and they told me I need glasses. So I got glasses, and I've been wearing glasses ever since.
And where did you go for medical help or dental help in those days? Where did you go to the dentist or to the...
Well, I think I went to the Aaron Kaufman Settlement that time.
Did they had a doctor there or a
I
clinic?
I think so. They had, some days they tell you to come and be examined.
What were the first organizations that you belonged to here? Did you belong to any organizations, like the socialist or your father?
Well, I belonged to this socialist organization for a good many years, and that was all. I didn't join anything else.
Did they have any boxes for collecting money, you know, like push fees or anything like that? Nothing. Did you have push fees in the house?
We had some kind of a push fee. I remember my mother used to put in a few pennies every Friday night before she went schlecht, you know. I don't remember what kind it was.
Did you contribute to it in any other way other than the push fees, your parents? I mean, this is the way they gave their tzedakah.
You see, my father died when he was very young. And my mother was left with older children. Mm-hmm. Couldn't contribute that time.
And your mother, did she work, or just the children? Did your mother work?
She used to
work
care of people. She used to do different kinds of things.
Where did you go to have a good time, did you, at all?
In movies. At the Zoo, the Nickelodeon, she used to be in the play show.
And the plays, the huge theater.
Mm-hmm.
And I imagine you had girlfriends.
Yeah,
boyfriend.
Sure.
There's a nice crowd of people I know up there.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever attend any sporting events or participate? No. Did you ever go to the YMCA? Anything like that? Did you know where that was?
I wasn't that time. I don't think. Just the Aaron Kaufman Center was that time. On Center Avenue, that was all.
Mm-hmm. How did you meet the people during the first 5 years in Pittsburgh?
We met different kinds of people. We had some people that came from the same town that we come from. They used to come to visit us. We used to go to visit them. And so forth. And we were
growing. You didn't have many relatives here, though.
No,
we didn't have any relatives.
And we used to have boys and girls in the house all the time because we were six girls then. Mm-hmm.
Were you friendly with any non-Jewish people at that time?
No.
No neighbors up there?
Mostly Jewish people.
Did any of these first friends that you made remain lasting friends?
Some of them, yes.
I did ask you, did you have family in Pittsburgh? You really didn't, they just that one distant.
He had that uncle with me. He had children, of course.
Were you, you weren't close socially with them then at all? You weren't close with them?
Well, is this woman that came to visit us, and she found out that this man was my mother's uncle. She took us girls out there to see him.
Where did they live? They didn't live near you.
They lived in Wilkinsburg. And he had a lovely home. He had 6 sons, no daughters.
What business was he in?
At that time, he was in real estate business. He was a very wealthy man.
He's been here quite a while, good long time.
And the one son I remember used to work for the Pennsylvania Railroad, the ticket pack seller. You know, used to sell tickets.